4 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Your level of Tiger concern as they got blasted out of Pittsburgh. Pirates are 1-11 their previous 12 until they swept you. You've lost 9 of 10. Here are your next 10 games. 4 against the Jays, who are the hottest team in baseball. 3 against the Diamondbacks, fighting for a wild card. And 3 against the Phils. Cleveland, who can draw within 8 tonight. Their next 10, 3 more against Baltimore. 4 against Kansas City. 3 against the Rockies. Better be careful now. I'm not freaking out, but getting swept by the Pirates is a joke. And in the manner it happened, shout out Rico, last night was ridiculous. That was Little League Baseball. That was a ridiculous performance by this team with mental errors, lack of hustle, and routine mistakes. To come out today and to do nothing against the likes of a Brady Falter, to play a lifeless 6-1 game, come on, man. So, look, I'm probably a 5 out of 10 concern-wise. 10 games is a solid sample, but the next 10 dictate whether I go from concern to panic. Yeah. I want to know where you guys are at with it.
Yeah, because last night it was like shades of what was the 06 World Series where they just couldn't make all the throwing errors, and it was just like, guys, what are we doing out here?
248-539-9797. Kyle is up next. 97.1. Kyle, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing good, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
So, yes, sir.
Wanted to call in and provide some comfort if people are out there looking for answers. You know, why are the Tigers struggling so much? Is it the hitting? Is it the pitching? Is it all these stats? I got the answer for everybody, and it's 97-1. You guys jinxed them. You guys jinxed them so hard this season. Not just your show, everybody. Costa, Danson, Karsh, Anderson, all the way up to you guys. It was it was unbelievable unfolding. And unfortunately, when you had predicted the 3 years of success, that was the moment for me when I was like, oh, we're screwed.
No. Kyle, do you really believe they're not going to win this division in your heart today? Do you believe they're not going to win it?
I can see it. I can see it not happening. That's where I'm at.
I'll be there after the next 10 games if it goes poorly. You know, you pull a 2-8 or a 3-7 in the next 10. I'll be there with you, Kyle, but I don't know. I'm also the same guy who told you I never thought they were winning 100 games. I just thought they were a solid 90-win baseball team.
Yeah, I hope we get there, but, you know, I'm just trying to make sense of things. That's just a waste of time, you know, like with Levi Onwuzurike being signed and then his ACL going out. Like, we knew ahead of time his knee was having issues. That didn't really make sense. The Beasley and Pistons, Trajan Langdon thing, like, they had to know ahead of time, but Our strategy didn't really make sense at the time. And so, you know, you got to stop looking to make sense of stuff and just start feeling what your gut says. And I just think we jinxed it. That's just straight up. That's all right. We did.
I mean, I can laugh at it. I dig it. I don't believe in jinxes. I think I can make sense of it. You don't have a really good lineup. It never was really good. Javi Baez is not a good baseball player. He had a good 2 months. Great. You put him in. Would Zach McKinstry play for the Dodgers? Would he play for the Mets? Would he play for the Yankees? No, no, and no.
No, not in the everyday lineup, no.
But here, he's this superhero. Okay. Look, you also have guys who are supposed to be good who are awful. Vierling is awful right now. Meadows is awful. And then, yeah, like a month ago, you had this Jamai Jones thing, and it was like the Powerball. Well, I'm sorry. That's not going to continue. Yeah, congrats on a meaningless home run last night. I'm talking about the big hits. Oh, we're bringing Jamai off the bench. Dude, I'm sorry. Those are things that are amazing that it put them in this position. But I think it's okay to make sense of it. Ask yourself, how good are these players? Realistically.
No, realistically, Mike, they're okay. They're not great. And that's why I said, you had to go out and make a splash if you were really seriously trying to get to the World Series. Not going down that rabbit hole. You know how I feel. You got a 2-year window before school leaves. You got to push for go all in. But right here, right now, it's like, well, we're winning. So, you know, it's the car that gets you to work back and forth. Well, I don't need to buy a new car. This one is fine enough.
But what's the splash that fixes it? In your mind?
I don't
think. Forget about the viability of whether it happens and answer the question. What would they need to do for you to take your hat off, scratch your head and go, wow, this is amazing? Who would it be? Who is this bat or pitcher.
I don't think that there's one thing. And that's, I've reached a point now.
Wow.
One thing is not going to help you. So, okay, you know what?
No.
Here you go. The one that would actually, I'd take the hat off, if somehow or another, all of these rumors that we saw all season long, and they pull off something and they get Skeens here, then I'll say, you got something.
Okay.
Other than Skeens, I don't think one person can fix this team.
Okay.
Now you can play a date.
No. I don't think that's worthy of that drop. We'll just go to Ed instead. I think it's a legitimate opinion. I mean, it's hurtful, but it's
not. I mean, like I said, for all those ridiculous articles that we got, yes, that's one where I'm like, okay, you know what? You've just hit the reset button. Now you got a 1-2 where, yes, you're going to win the first two games of a series. Or whenever those two go out there, I expect wins. That's a self-correction.
Go to Ed, 97.1. Eddie, how you doing, bud?
Good. How about you guys?
Good, Ed.
I don't look. I'm not optimistic about their offense going into the Toronto game. They keep bringing in the same lineup over and over again. Unless they do something different, I don't see. Maybe 2 out of 3, but I don't see anything else besides that.
But here's the problem, Eddie. What changes can they make? See, this
can they,
is
bring up Max Clark.
No. Listen, Max Clark barely has his ears wet in Double A. He is over a year away, at best. Look, man, Ed, this is the other side of the coin. When everybody gets their jollies that they play everybody and it's hitting chaos. Yeah, well, when it doesn't work, you know what you don't have? Real ball players to rely on. The bedrocks of a lineup. Now, you've got Glaber and you've got Riley. Everybody else is utterly replaceable. Mm-hmm. Now, the McKinstry thing, cool. If you want to rely on Zach McKinstry to turn your season around, I wish you good luck and God bless. It's a fun story. I'm happy for him as an individual, but that's not a guy I'm leaning on in a game 7 of the ALCS to get me home.
And to prove your point, Mike, yes, it would be nice if you had somebody in the regular lineup. The way how we feel about when Scooble's on the mound, if you see, you know what, that person, he's going to work this out. It's going to work.
You know who it would have been? Bregman. And it's not their fault. They did the best they could. I don't begrudge the organization at all. They tried.
But I got a feeling if this thing keeps going that we will get more calls where it's like, hey, well, maybe we need to bring up McGonagall or Clark.
They're nowhere close to being ready. You know what? Good. I hope you bring them up and they go 0 for 100. Because that's what this fan base deserves, because they don't get it. They do this prospect. They do this rosterbation. And they do all of this prospect nonsense. And you know what? Taste your own blood. Yes, I said it. When they come up and they stink, then they'll learn about prospects. I get so sick and tired of it. You can tell this town when a generation not paying attention. Oh, hell, prospects. Tell your friends. Yeah, Anthony Volpe. Oh, prospects. I've got Latin Mickey Mantle. Jason Dominguez blows. Prospects.
I'm so sick
of hearing about him.
Here's what I will say, Mike. I don't care that you're going to Sarah. You never mail it in.
No.
You bring the passion, buddy.
I get so frustrated.
You created a word.
I made it up.
Did he just say prospects? Yes.
Yes. Tired of it. Because there's a real chance that these guys stink.
I know. I said if this continues and in about a month, you're going to reach the phase, well, just give those guys a try.
Now,
let's see what they can do. Maybe they can be the spark.
The other thing is, even if you call prospects up, it takes often, unless you find a Pete Crow Armstrong, you find, I want to think before I speak, a Ronald Acuna. You find a Gunnar Henderson. Mm-hmm. It takes years for that to become the player you're projecting. So the idea that any of these guys are anywhere close to, saving a season? No.
Yeah.
Just no. And no, that doesn't mean I throw them in the garbage and trade them pennies on the dollar. Not what I'm
saying.
They're
just not ready right now. That's not the two people who are going to help this team. I get you.
I'm all out of sorts. That's okay. I dropped my pen.
You're making up words.
248-539-9797. We're going to get to the people. Your concern level. Tigers lose 9 out of 10, swept out of Pittsburgh. And your next 10 games, it's a gauntlet. Meanwhile, the Guardians are on spring break. They're playing nobody. They could get within 8 tonight. Mm-hmm. And their next 10, Here's two words for you. Colorado Rockies.
Well, yeah, I didn't think that you'd be scoreboard watching right now. I thought your lead was comfortable enough.
Lose 9 out of 10. The other team goes 8-2. That's right. How it happens.
Right, where now it's like you're going to ask the question, did the Tigers win? Well, what did the Guardians do? Oh, man. Okay.
They got a couple more of Baltimore who blows. They're going to play the Royals who stink. And they got the Rockies.
You said they had the Braves coming up too? Or
they got the Braves. They got the Marlins. Yeah. They got a bunch of easy games. Yeah. Nah, I know it evens out. There's not a huge differential. Is their schedule easier than yours? Yes, by data it is. But come on, you had a zillion game lead. It's going to be down to 8 if they win tonight.
For me, it's can you pull out of this funk? Because I didn't. Today was a game I expected. After as bad as you played last night, this was like, so this is what you guys like. Next, the only thing missing now is a players only meeting, because that's when you know you're effed. Players only.
I feel like I am when people are calling up trying to bring up, 20-year-old prospects.